Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This episode may contain content not suitable for some audiences, including crimes against children, mentions of suicide, descriptions of a graphic nature, and adult language at times. Listener discretion is advised.
Fourteen-year-old schoolgirl Tracy Mead went missing in January 1992 after telling her mother she was going to stay at her auntie's. The two-week search for the teenager ended in tragedy when her body was found in the Grand Union Canal. 3 decades later, Tracy's murder remains unsolved. You are listening to True Crime Britain. Join me, Rhiannon, each Wednesday as I tell the solved and unsolved stories of some of the most disturbing, mysterious, and heartbreaking crimes committed throughout the United Kingdom. Welcome to this week's episode. Tracy was born on the 20th of March 1977. She lived with her mum, Kim, and her younger sister, Emma, at Warwick Estate in Paddington. The Meads were a close-knit family, but as Tracy hated, for one reason or another, the fact that her mother's flat was on the 6th floor, she would often stay with Kim's sister or her grandmother in North Kensington. Tracy also preferred to hang out with her friends and wander the streets of northwest London more than going to school, from where she had been truanting frequently. The teenager was known to be somewhat streetwise, but she would always keep in contact with her family wherever she was going. Monday, January the 20th, was no different. Tracy was over at her grandmother's house when her best friend called, and the two agreed to meet later that evening after Tracy had taken her younger sister back home. During that call, the friend didn't notice anything out of the ordinary, but Tracy would never turn up to her house as promised. At around 5:30 p.m., Tracy arrived at her mother's flat at the Warwick Estate with her sister, and again, she seemed like her normal self. Tracy did ask for bus fare to go to school the next day, which, of course, was a rare occurrence for her if she really planned to go. Nevertheless, before Tracy left at around 7 p.m, Kim gave her £2, which is believed to be all the money the teenager had that night. In addition, Tracy told Kim she was going to stay with her aunt. However, she never arrived at the house in Kensal Rise and did not attend school the following day. On Wednesday, the 22nd of January, Kim found out that her daughter had not actually stayed where she was supposed to, and that, once again, she had skipped school. While truanting was normal for Tracy, she had never gone completely missing, and for that reason, Kim feared something had happened. She went straight to the police and filed a missing persons report. But, unfortunately, Kim felt that the police showed little interest in actually starting an investigation. Feeling Tracy's disappearance was not taken seriously by the authorities, Kim began asking around the local area by herself. She approached locals, friends, shopkeepers, and anyone that may have seen her daughter. But at first, there were no signs of Tracy. As Kim then returned home, she learned there was one witness who had seen the teenager. They said that they had seen Tracy arguing with a boy near the bridge at Halfpenny Steps. The boy was slightly taller than Tracy, had fair hair, and wore a white cap. And there was another possible sighting of the teenager on the 31st of January 1993 at around 1:30 p.m. in Shepherd's Bush. The girl had approached a woman and asked directions to Adam's Cafe. The woman did not recognize the name, but as she was heading in the same direction of the girl, they walked together to have a look around. On the way, the girl explained that she was supposed to meet her boyfriend and some friends at that specific cafe. A few hours later, at around 4:30 p.m., two girls entered Cook's Pie and Eel Shop on Goldhawk Road. According to staff, they looked as though they had been sleeping rough, but were otherwise clean and well kept. One of the girls fitted Tracy's description. Still, despite the possible sightings, she was never found alive.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
On Saturday, the 1st of February, 1992, a fisherman discovered the body of a young woman in the Grand Union Canal near Kensal Rise. She had been partially undressed and had been stabbed twice, once in the stomach and once in the arm with a small kitchen knife. After the discovery, one of Tracy's uncles came to her grandmother's house and told everyone that a body had been pulled from the water. Soon enough, it was confirmed to be Tracy's. Emma still remembers that day. Quote, I remember the look on my dad's face. He had to go and identify her body. The police weren't sure how long she'd been in there. My dad never got that image out of his head. As Tracy's wounds were superficial, it was believed she stumbled into the freezing cold water trying to escape her attacker and drowned soon after. Emma says her sister wasn't a silly girl who would put herself in a dangerous situation on purpose, which means it is possible that she knew her attacker. Detective Inspector Colin Wright said he personally believes that Tracy went willingly to the canal area with a group of friends or people she knew, and that things progressed far more than they expected. As the teenager was only partially clothed, a sexual motive is highly possible, though the post-mortem did not show any evidence of an assault. Unfortunately, there was not much other evidence either. The police did appeal to the public through Crime Watch, but received a poor response. In less than a year, the murder investigation went cold. Afterward, Tracy's grieving parents turned to drugs, and her father, Paul, eventually committed suicide at the age of 45. Kim passed away in 2015. Today, 3 decades later, Tracy Mead's remaining family are still waiting for answers. Sadly, they faced yet another tragedy in July 2020 when Tracy's brother, Peter, was stabbed to death during a fight outside a McDonald's in Kilburn. Peter's killer, 24-year-old Chihab Saleh, eventually pleaded guilty to manslaughter. But only time will tell if a similar thing ever happens in Tracy's case, and if this family will ever receive closure.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of True Crime Britain. For sources and photos relating to today's case, or to find out how you can access things like ad-free and bonus episodes, you can visit www.truecrimebritain.com, where you'll find more information.
Great Britain, a kingdom that unites all 4 nations, England, Ireland, Scotland, and of course, my homeland, Wales. With a population of almost 70 million people, a rich cultural history, more than 1,200 years of constitutional monarchy, and arguably the nicest cup of tea in the world, it's easy to see what makes Britain so great. As the gateway to Europe, it draws more than 40 million visitors a year from across the globe, each one hoping to experience what makes Britain so unique. But behind the pomp and the circumstance and the football greats, Britain has seen serious crime increase year after year, with incidents becoming even darker and more sinister. When a Metropolitan Police officer arrested a 33-year-old female for breaching COVID-19 regulations, he wasn't acting in the public's best interest, but as a predator hunting for prey. A 24-year-old man collides with a tree in the Welsh Valleys in the dark of night and is witnessed walking away from the vehicle, alive. After that, he mysteriously vanishes. When an innocent toddler is taken from his mother's side in a shopping mall and the horror of his final moments are revealed. Think serious crime doesn't happen where you are? Think again. True Crime Britain features some of the most disturbing, heartbreaking, and mysterious crimes committed in the United Kingdom. Crimes that have shocked and shaped us as a nation and beyond. Crimes where we may not always recall the specifics, but we will always remember the victims. And along the way, you'll learn about Great Britain itself, the towns and boroughs that make up its vast landscape, as we look inside the mind of predators, their prey, and their hunting grounds. New episodes are released every Wednesday. You can subscribe now so you never miss an episode by simply searching for True Crime Britain on Spotify, Apple, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. Or just visit www.truecrimebritain.com. And remember, wherever you are, please stay safe.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.